Welcome to Reflecting God. Can you imagine how Aaron felt when he got the news, "You're not going to the Promised Land"? What a devastating letdown. All those years of wilderness wandering, anticipation of living in a land flowing with milk and honey, eating the delectable grapes, figs, and pomegranates. Now he was to be stripped of his priestly garment and die within sight of the goal. It seemed so unfair. Still, bad things happened to spiritual rebels. Aaron wasn't the only Bible character who suffered for his rebellion. There's Wrong Way Jonah, the prophet who hightailed himself west when God told him to go east to Nineveh. He became lunch for a mighty big fish. Remember Balaam and the reprimand from his talking donkey? His life ended on the wrong end of a sword. And then there's Saul, king of Israel. Impatient with God's timing, he rebelled and lost his kingdom as well as his life. What's my rebellion rating? The consequences may not be as spectacular, but they're just as serious. Is there a breakdown in our relationship with God? Let's not become spiritual rebels. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.